Today's share Bishop Ruyani, Sim Tofresh Chav, that's the thing. Bachavolim Shel Kishtan. If you have a rope of flax, it's psula. Now, why is that? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Shel Kishtan. Af She'ein Mekabel Tuma. Even though these are not Mekabel Tuma, She'einam Kli, because they're not a Kli, they're just a rope. Mikol Makom Mishtana Tsurasan. Still, its form has changed. Ve'ein Nura Nira, and it no longer looks like Gidule Karka. Same thing would be if you had chavolim ropes made out of canvas, because they don't look like they grew from the ground. As opposed to, okay, gemi and siv, which are more natural looking fibers that again grow on the trees or the bottom of the trees that grow from the ground. So those will be kshera. Sif. Vav, the machselas shel kanim, the kash, the shipa, the gemi, bein shehi chalaka, shehi ru'uya l'shchiva, bein she'ena chalaka, she'ena ru'uya l'shchiva. So when you're dealing with something like a mat, and the mat is made from reed, that's kanim, kash, or straw, or shifa, or gemi, whether it is bein shehi chalaka, whether they are smooth, and you can therefore sleep and lie on these mats, bein she'ena chalaka, or if they're not smooth, and they're unfit for sleeping. So it depends. Im hi ketana, if it is small, then stama omedes l'shchiva u'mekabeles tuma. So if it is small, then it's assumed that this mat is for sleeping, and therefore it's susceptible to tuma, and therefore ve'ein nesachim ba, and therefore you would not be able to use it for schach unless ella inkein asala sichach, unless you actually made it for schach. If you made it to be schach, then it's not stoma. It's not a assumed, presumed item for sleeping, because you made it for schach. But otherwise, if you didn't make it for schach, so if it's a ketana, if it's a mat of these things, of reeds, whether it's smooth or not, if it's small, then it has a presumed status, an assumed presumed status, that it is for shchiva, and therefore it is mekabel tuma, unless the mat is specifically made for schach. And that's what, right? We might have these mats that are used, that are mats of reeds that we use for schach. It's fine because it's made for schach, not to be a mat to sleep on. And Rama adds, Hagav, Dahainu Sherov Bnei Osa Yir, Osun Osa Le Sichuch. So he says, it doesn't even have to be something that you go ahead and you made yourself a specific mat. It could be, if such mats are the majority of the city is making it and using it for schach and not to sleep on, so then it already, okay, becomes defined as being made for schach. Meaning, if this type of mat is being produced mainly in that city for schach and not for a mat to sleep on, then it would be considered asa made for sichuch, and that's the presumed intent, because that's what these mats are made for in that city. Ve'im hi gedola, however, if the mat is a large mat, then stama omedes l'sichuch u'mesachim ba. If it's a large mat, then its presumption is not that it's for sleeping, because people don't sleep on large, huge mats. Those mats, mistama, is to act as a covering for shade, and therefore could be used as schach, ela in kein asa l'shchiva, unless it is made specifically for shchiva, for lying on and sleeping on, for people, I guess, big people or a number of people to sleep on, in which case it would not be able to be used for schach. Once again, the Ainu Sheminag Hamakom the Shachemala. That means if the Minag Hamakom is take these huge mats and sleep on them, then it would be possible. The Haini Mili She'en La Safa. And this is all assuming there is no rim around such mats. But if there's a rim, Avilim Yesh La Safa, the Inyan Sheruya LeKabel, in a way that now, because it has a rim, it now becomes now susceptible to Tuma, because it has a rim and now has that status now of a kli. Afilu nitel svasa, even if you take off the rim, ein mesachimba, you're not going to be able to use it to sach because it had a rim and therefore it was an item that was makabel tuma. And comes the Rama, haga b'makom shenagu likvoa machzalois bagagin ke ein tikra ein mesachimba. He says in places where they use mats as a roof, since they're used as a roof, they cannot be used for schach. We will see what that's all about very soon. So before we go into the Mishnah Brura, let's just sum up what we saw. We said there are different types of mats that are made from reeds, straw, and the like. And they are obviously from items that grow from the ground, but they're mats. Now, whether this mat is smooth or not, and it's like a classic mat that's smooth for sleeping, that doesn't seem to be a factor. The factor seems to be, is it the size? Is it a small size which is normally used for sleeping? So if it's a small size that's normally used for sleeping, it is going to be puzzle unless the person making it or this type of thing or the way it's made or the purposes that such mats are made for in that city is for schach, so then it would be able to be used. But the default presumption is that it's for shchiva and therefore not good for schach. The other way around is if they're large, then the default presumed status, unless it is specifically made for shchiva or used for shchiva, is that it would be made for schach. So, and therefore, it would be good unless it was specifically made for sleeping. And then we saw that this is all assuming that there is no rim or border around it, which would make it mekabel tuma. And if that's the case, even if the rim is taken off, it can't be used for schach. And then we see at the end that if these mats are made specifically and usually to be the roofs on a house, the covers of an actual house, then you can't take them and use them for your schach. And again, we'll see all this now in the Mishnah Brura. So he says, you dalid, even if it's not smooth and not roi l'shchiva, sifkotan you dalid, he says, ein alashon meduktak, because it's not a really solid lashon. Why? The e ain't a ruya klal, because if mamish you can't sleep on it because it's so unsmooth, then amai arinan mistama l'shchiva. Then why would it be mistama l'shchiva? No one's going to sleep on it. So elavit sort of lomar, what it merely means, she ain't a ruya kol kach. It means it's not totally smooth, but it definitely can be used as some type of sleep thing to sleep on. It's not the like your most smooth mattress. V'cheinu behedya batur, and this is explicitly like this stated in the tour. So imiktana, if this mat is small, what does it mean small? Haynu kadei shchiva, meaning it's the basic size of a, like a mattress. It's the basic size of a mattress of a person. Twin size, maybe even king size, who knows. But then the presumption, as we said, is sifkat and tazayin, stama omedet ha-shchiva, umekabel ha-tuma. Stama, it's for sleeping. That's what its designation is. And or lying down on. And therefore, it's kabel tuma, and therefore cannot be used for schach. Perish, sifkatan tezayin, perish, the kevan, the stam of the shriva, since its default presumption is for shriva, he ruya, it's therefore ruya lekabel tuma, it's something that's susceptible to mekabel tuma. Lekishe yishkov ba hazav, if a zav wants to lie on it and does lie on it, it will be mekabel tuma. Kevan Shekain, and since that's the case, that a Zub who lies on such a mat, it will be Makabel Tuma, because it's a sleeping mat. It's like a, has a din of a mattress. Af Me'ata Eina Ru'uya L'Shchita. And since that's the case, that it's real Makabel Tuma, it cannot be used for Shach. Shekol Haroi Makabel Tuma, anything that's susceptible to Makabel Tuma, Ein Mesachin Bo. Right, anything that's mekabel tuma or susceptible to mekabel tuma, you cannot use for schach. Benomalel. Sif katan yud zayin. So, what's a case where if the Shulchan Aruch says you would be able to use such smaller mats that are normally used for shchiva if it was made for schach? And the Ramah says that means that ro bnei osayir, the majority of the city, okay, make it for schach. So. Look at the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Zayin. Dainu Sharov. Hinei. He said like this: Im asa befeirish l'sichuch. If it's made explicitly for schach, so mahani afilu makom she'ein minag bevayrer be'ir bazeh. Then it's going to work even in a place where there's no clear minag in the city, because you made it for schach. V'lo asir amal lafuke rakahifuch. What the Ramah is coming is to establish as follows. The imam minag be'ir l'shchiva, if the minag of the city is for shchiva, lo mahani b'mashahu osa l'shchichuch. Then, what he's saying here, the Mishnah Berurah, is in such a case where there's already an established minag that it is for shchiva, so then, because that would be the norm, then the fact that the guy makes this v'schach, or he went ahead and acquired it explicitly, the feirish, the sichuch v'schach, to me, yeideh adavar zeh. No one's going to know this. V'asi kuli amla l'sachi b'hu. And what's going to happen is, all people will go ahead and use a v'schach. U'pamim sh'davar zeh mahani. Okay, so what he's saying is, he's not allowed to go ahead if there's already an established minhag in the city. His even making his own, or what he's saying, his making his own, or even acquiring it for such a purpose, although in principle it should be okay, but no one will know. So therefore, in that situation, only if the minhag amakom is to go ahead and make these things for schach will he be able to use it. So just to sum up what the Mishnah Berurah said. If there's no established minag, so then if he goes ahead and he l'chayra would make it stama, so then stama l'shchiva, and it would be not for what, not for schach, and it couldn't be used for schach because stama would be mekabel tuma. But if he makes it for schach, it will be okay because there's no established minag of the city. But once there's a very established minag of the city, which would probably be the norm if it's stama le shchiva, so unless you're in a nice, borough park, where this is where, they're all made for schach, if you're in a city like borough park where, rov are making it for schach, so then it would be okay. But a personal, if you live in an area where everyone's using it to sleep on, you're hanging out with the Bedouins, so then you would not be able to just you yourself go ahead and even make something like that, because people won't know to distinguish, and everyone will come in that town and use a fischach, which they can't because it's basically a mat that's mekabel tuma. So then he says, "Upamim shadavar zeh mahani gam lahakel." He says this statement of the Rama also works to be mekel, namely, "Da'inu im asa stama." Okay, he says, let's say a person made it stama without any. Just decided, I'm going to make this mat. I need to make it. Or let's say we don't know whether it was made for schach or for shchiva. But rov b'nei ha'ir, and most of the city are osin osa l'shichuch, are using it for schach, then talinan shegamu osa l'shichuch. Then it gets established that he, when he, let's say, made it without any kavanas one way or the other, it is established as being made for schach because the city makes it for schach, as a mat for schach. Then, Mr. Brura, Sif Katan Yud Ches, talks about the other case, where it's a gedola, it's a large one, and since it's a large one, it's stoma, a medes, l'sichuch, and then it's going to be kosher, unless it was made for shchiva, and Rama's saying, where that's the minhag hamakom to lie on it. So comes the Mishnah Brura and he says, Ela im kein asal shchiva. He says, Ein ritzono lomar lafuke im haya haminag lesicha. Oz gam machshava didei shechashav l'shchiva lo mahani midi umutim l'sachek. He says, why does it say asa? Unless he made it for shchiva, it's going to be kosher. Don't make a diuk that what that's saying is that if it wasn't made for shchiva, but just a person has the machshava that he wants to use it for shchiva, that in alone will not make it for shchiva and be mekabel tuma, and therefore you could use it for sach. He says, does that ain't the came on shechashav the shchiva, because the halacha is, if he has a mat such as that is normally made, because it's big, and it's basically stoma, default assumption for schach, if he has his own machshava to go ahead and use it to sleep on, even if he doesn't make it for sleeping, if you own a mat that's for schach, but your machshava is you want to use it for sleeping, already then, guess what? Machshava didei shechashav l'shchiva, that machshava became in shechashav l'shchiva. Since he thought that, and had a mindset to use it to sleep on, already, Arayardala Taras Tuma, it already, the status already lands on it to be able to become al Tuma, the Asa L'Sachech, and you won't be able to use it for Schach. Ela Asi L'Shmin, and so what's it coming to say? The Lav Dafka im Asa L'Shchiva. It's coming to say, no. Lav Dafka, if it was made for Shchiva. Ela Duhu Adin im Aminaga Makom L'Shchiva. What this is saying is that this would be the same din if the Minaga Makom was L'Shchiva. What he's saying is if the minhag hamakom was to make these things for shchiva, then it's like he himself made it for shchiva. And therefore, since it's like he himself made it for shchiva, so it's obviously deemed a mat for sleeping as opposed to a mat for schach, and it's the kabel tuma. But even if it was made in a place that's normally for a schach, but he has a machshava to use it as a bed, as a mattress, that's it. It's already something that's going to be puzzled for schach because it's an entity that's mekabel tuma. And he says, "V'emeina yodu aminag hamakom." And if there's no knowledge of the minag hamakom, l'kuli yalma mutu l'sachek ba, so everyone says they'll be able to use it for schach because it's large, and you don't know what the minag hamakom is. Kol zman shel yadinan, as long as you do not know she'asa, that it was made l'shchiva. So that would be pashtus, any of the mats, right, that we get for sure for schach, even if you know they weren't made specifically. You're doubting, you don't know this, that, but the fact that it's a large mat, so then definitionally it could be used for schach because that's the stomach. And he says v'dad the mekaymas halalu kol machselas asuyos l'shchiva. So he says, but not so fast. You know why? Because in these places that he's talking about, all machzalos, all mats are for shchiva, even the big ones, like for the Bedouins. In Cain, afilu yemul asal asichuch. Therefore, even if he himself made it for schach, gam Cain ein nesachim ba, he wouldn't be able to use it for schach, because if once the big mats become like the small mats, because it's in a city that everyone is using even the big mats for sleeping, then, as we said, one's personal, either making it or preference when he's buying it to use it for schach, will not help. It's only if that is the norm of the city or a stoma situation where you don't know what the norm is. Sif katan yud tes. The Indian sheruya l'kabel. So we're talking here where the Shulchan Aruch had said that if the mat has a rim, then if in a scenario where it can be mekabel, and be mekabel tuma, so then it's going to be puzzle regardless. So look what he says. Sifkat tischach regardless. So look what he says. Ritzon lomar few tests. Kevach roi lekabel. Since it's ruuya lekabel, meaning it's ruuya to hold things. It has a clay. It's like a clay kibul. So the rim, it gets like a little rim around it with this sort of like a has like a on the sides, little rims on each side. So therefore, hareyesha le'ashem kli, it has the status of a kli, u'mekabel es tuma, it's mekabel tuma. And therefore, ein l'schachim ba, and you can't use it for a schach. V'hani mili b'stama, and this is in a stam situation. So then, azaminan, and we say, dikevin sheyesh l'safa, since it has a rim, muchach denasa l'kabela, it's clear that it was made to be mekabel things, u'mele mekabel es tuma, and therefore it's mekabel tuma. Avalam daito behedi l'schicha, however, in daito lehedi, if it's clearly made for schach, af apishi yesh la safa, even though it has a rim and it can be makabel things, then ain't a makabel as tuma. The kibul zeh, and this type of kibul, the fact that it can hold things in it, with this little rim on around it on the side, is not chosh of klum. Kevan she'ena asui l'kabbalah, because it wasn't made to hold things. V'yesh me'achronim, and there are achronim, she'sovrim, that hold, the kevan she'yesh la safa, there are achronim that hold, that regardless, because once they have a rim, the chol gavni mekabelas tuma ve'imisachim bo, regardless of whether it was meant there for a base kibul or not, it's going to be mekabel tuma. Once it has that capacity to be mekabel and hold things, this rim will make it possible for schach. Sifkat mechaf, and this is afilu imnital svasa. This is even if the rim gets broken off. Do me the chol shivrei kalim, like all broken kalim that are no longer we saw yesterday that once they were mekabel tuma, these kelim, if they're broken, they retain their puzzle status midrabanan for schach. We saw yesterday in Sif Beis, Sif Katan Chaf Aleph ein mesachim behem. So we saw in the Ramah. What did we see in the Ramah? We saw in the Ramah that if the minhag was to take these mats and use them for the roof of a house, then you can't use them for schach. So comes the Mishnah Brura, and he says as follows. He says, "Tzadik leimar in the schachim behem." So why can't you use these machzalos that are used for tikkun habayis? So to lemoar, afilu nasu l'sichuch. Even if these were made for schach, the fact that it's a place where the minhag was to use them for the roof of the house, and even if they were made for schach, and they're not mekabel tuma, she'ein mekabel tuma, zera shema yeshev tachras tichras habayis she asui mimachzalois. Maybe you'll come to actually sit under the machzalois of a tichras habayis, which machzalois shel tichras habayis. Those are psulim in atayra. Those you mamash can't sit under because shalahupu sham l'shem tzel. They weren't put there l'shem tzel. They were put there for the shame diras kol hashana, to live there all year long, and that's not bichlal sukkah. We'll see this coming up in the Mishnah Brura, coming up in Siman Tuf Resh Lamed Hey Sif Katan Aleph.